Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O Adonai, you are my lamp. My God, you illumine my darkness. Dear Abba, we make bold to sing the words which Jesus Christ did bring. He taught us live in peace and love and bring our needs to you above. Teach us to mean the words we say and from our inmost heart to pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done, so that in time all may be one. Let us his willing members be to bring about this unity. Then let us live in charity and serve each other willingly. Give us today our daily bread, that we may break it as he said, to feed the hungry and the least, and so begin his wedding feast, where all are welcomed and prepared, where life and love and joy are shared. Forgive our sins as we forgive, and bear no grudge that all may live. And from temptation keep us free, from evil be our liberty. Then with creation we will raise a song of glory, laud and praise. Amen, that is, so let it be. Give faith to strengthen this our plea, that we may doubt not but believe that what we ask we shall receive. So at your word and in your name, that great Amen we shall exclaim. Amen. It is the one who is forgiven little, who shows little love. Happy are they whom God has pardoned, whose sins have been remitted. Happy are those in whom God finds no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile or deceit. While I hid my sin, my bones grew weak from all my endless groaning. For day and night the weight of your hand was heavy upon me. My strength dried up and withered, as in a summer's drought. Then I acknowledged my sins, and I stopped hiding my guilt. I said, I will confess my offenses to Adonai. And you, Adonai, have forgiven and wiped away all my guilt. No wonder the faithful pray to you whenever in need or in danger, Even a sudden flood may rise, but will never touch them. You are my shelter, Adonai. You save me from distress and ruin. You encircle me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you as your teacher and show the path to walk. I will give you reliable counsel and watch out for you and your safety. Do not be a stubborn mule, needing bridle and bit to be tamed. The wicked cause their own sorrows, but those who trust in Adonai are surrounded with loving mercy. Rejoice, rejoice in Adonai. Exult, all you who are just. O come, ring out your joy, all who are upright of heart. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. It is the One who is forgiven little, who shows little love. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says Adonai, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down, and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The rain and snow from heaven do not return without watering the earth. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. The rain and snow from heaven do not return without watering the earth. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. Even so the word that comes from the mouth of God does not return empty. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. The rain and snow from heaven do not return without watering the earth. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. The world has not known you, dear Abba, but I do know you, and so do those you have sent me. My heart is radiant with the Lord.
My whole being delights in God my Savior. O people, now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit. Pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly. Fills the famished with bounty and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The world has not known you, dear Abba, but I do know you, and so do those you have sent me.
When we hallow your name in prayer, but use it to justify religious or racial hatred, forgive us, O God. When we pray that your will be done on earth, but treat creation as nothing more than a resource to be used and discarded, forgive us, O God. When we ask you for our daily bread, but refuse to share what we have been given with those who are hungry or in need, forgive us, O God. When we ask forgiveness, but refuse to forgive others, forgive us, O God. When we ask you to help us in time of temptation, but spend hours shopping for what we do not need, forgive us, O God. When we ask you to deliver us from evil, but do little that is good for ourselves, our neighbors, or creation, forgive us, O God. Abba in heaven, holy is your name. May your reign of love come and your way of loving be lived on earth as it is in heaven. Give us no more than the bread we need for today. Forgive us our sins as we forgive all those who have harmed or wronged us. Keep us free in times of temptation and protect us from evil. For yours is the glory and power of love, both now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor that is the fulfillment of the law. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear mother, show your children Jesus our brother. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.